With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson remains in his job after an effort by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove him as House Speaker fails.
Therefore be it resolved that the office of the Speaker of the House of Representatives...
Gentlewoman will suspend. The House will be in order. Gentlewoman's recognized.
Resolved that the office of the Speaker of the House of Representatives is hereby declared to be vacant.
Greene wanted to rebuke Johnson after the passage of a foreign aid package with funds for Ukraine while nothing for the southern border. The illegal immigrant charged in the killing of a Georgia nursing student is indicted. Jose Ibarra faces 10 charges in connection to Lakin Riley's death. He entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago from Venezuela. Investigators have said the killing was a crime of opportunity. Also at SRNnews.com, Democrat Senator John Fetterman continues to defy the left-wing unleashed tornadoes from southern Michigan to Arkansas Tuesday night, injuring over a dozen people. Sheriff Richard Fuller from Kalamazoo County says two tornadoes went down the same path.
A tornado went through, and then about 45 minutes later, another tornado, almost on the direct same path, was coming through. So as emergency responders and citizens were standing in these streets trying to help one another, we were alerted. A second tornado was coming in.
National Weather Service said tornadoes touched down Tuesday in Ohio. Long Beach, California declares a public health emergency due to a local outbreak of tuberculosis after 14 tuberculosis cases were detected at a single-room occupancy hotel. According to the health department, one person's died, nine patients have been hospitalized, and as of Monday, over 170 people have been exposed. Cases have been reported at illegal immigrant shelters. This is SRN News. Statistics indicate that teenagers, regardless of their family's wealth or social status, are increasingly at risk for depression and even attempts at suicide. But at the Christian nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside Dallas, co-founders Brooke and Court Carricker are turning their own family experiences into positive, Christ-centered equestrian therapy for teenagers.
In July of 2023, we were granted the status as a 501c3. And then February 2024 is when we opened our gates and started seeing clients.
It's kind of the definition of God taking our mess and making it a message. That is that there's hope. That's what ultimately we want people to feel when they come to the ranch, is that there's hope.
This is God at work. This is God doing something so much bigger than us.
The nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch in Texas hopes to attract donors to expand its work helping teenagers. More information at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Independent candidate for president Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has challenged former President Trump to a debate.
In an open letter posted on X, formerly Twitter, Kennedy said the Libertarian Convention in Washington later this month provides a perfect neutral territory for he and Trump to have a debate where the former president can defend his record for his wavering supporters. Both are scheduled to appear at the convention separately. Trump wants to debate President Biden during the campaign, but has shied away from other rivals. In recent weeks, he has ramped up attacks against Kennedy. On social media, he called him a radical left liberal who's been put in place in order to help crooked Joe Biden. I'm Ed Donahue.
California Supreme Court weighing whether to remove a measure from the November ballot that would make it harder for the state and local governments to raise taxes. The court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the measure. More details at SRNnews.com.